Baratunde, man, how you doing?
I'm very black, and I'm doing good. I'm
now,
doing really nice.
I saw you in Tampa last week, and we had a very interesting interview. Lots of folks surrounding us, and I said, you know what? Let me get a perspective on the differences between the GOP in Tampa, the Democrats in Charlotte. I had to call you. It was evident the moment I got off of the plane yesterday that this looks a bit different.
There is something a little different about the Democratic Convention versus the Republican Convention. To set a little context for the listeners, when I was at the RNC last week, I decided to do an experiment. I wanted to see how many black people there were at the RNC, so I counted them. From the first time I was there, I counted everybody who I could see as a part of the convention. I called it Negro spotting. It was a game. There was a hashtag. Michelle Malkin got very upset with me over this. And throughout the week, I counted 238 black people affiliated with the convention. And most of these are military personnel, law enforcement, vendors, janitorial services, media such as yourself, and a very few were actually delegates and members of the Republican Party. In fact, 46 delegates last week were black. So for day one at the DNC in Tampa, I gave it a shot, and the game was over within the first hour. I came across the mother load of Negro spotting. There's too many black people in the Democratic Party. It's just too many black people. They're everywhere. It's like some kind of takeover. There was a whole room full of Latino people, and they weren't being held. They were there of their own accord. So free will was in effect. It's a more relaxed environment. It's definitely a younger gathering. It's a looser gathering. There are people on the street selling T-shirts aggressively. I didn't really get that in Tampa at the RNC. There were some button salespeople, some folks with booklets, but there wasn't the, like, you know, like, I got his back, get the Obama T-shirt, $5, $10, $20. I saw a guy selling original Obama inauguration newspapers for that nostalgic flavor. So even if you don't like the Obama we have now, everybody likes the Obama from 2008. Even Republicans could buy that issue and feel good about it. So it's more of a party. I feel like it's a music festival with less flags.
Now, it's interesting you brought that up because already, because folks are asking me in Tampa, hey, man, you going to any parties? And I said, I'll be in bed by 10. But it's interesting, I hear more people talking about here what parties to go to versus the big speeches on each night.
So here's the thing with that. I mean, and I noticed this in Tampa as well. That was my first Republican gathering. The music is terrible for Republican parties. Like, they just don't have a good soundtrack. They have a terrible music director, and basically no artist wants to be associated with the Republican Party, so they can't get the rights to even to play the music that they like. Like, it's not like they don't have the money to pay for it. People literally won't sell them music because they don't want to be associated with the party. The Democrats have a monopoly on all the cool stuff. So John Legend is here. The Roots are here. Like, and that's Monday night. You know, it's going to probably get even crazier as the week goes on.
It doesn't help that you have Nelson Riddle as your music conductor. You know what I mean? It's just like you just got all these old dead guys and they take their music because the hip guys don't want to be associated with the Republicans.
Yeah.
And it creates this, you know, once you lose cool, it's hard to get it back. So the Democrats.
If you ever had it.
Now,
is it going to be an empty chair? Is it going to be an empty chair?
Right. What do you think about the whole empty chair? Do you think somebody, you think it's going to come up at the Democratic Convention? Somebody on stage is going to make reference to it? You think so?
You know, I'm afraid they will. And unfortunately, I mean, I think that joke has run its course. I think, you know, we should all feel a little concern for Brother Clint Eastwood, maybe get him some Obamacare to help him.
Now, the empty chair will be for the lesbians, Latinos, and Jewish people that are going to vote for Romney.
Or in Clint Eastwood's new movie, huh? Empty chair in the theater.
Or actually, what might be really cool is somebody comes out, sits in the chair, and has the podium empty for Clint Eastwood.
I like the switch.
Well, it is definitely going to be a much different a week this week. And not only that, of course, you look at the lineup. Baratunde, last question. President speaking outdoors Thursday. They say only thing that will stop it is if there is lightning. That doesn't say it. Now, that doesn't say a lot if you come here and you got your due ready. They're basically saying you got to sit outdoors and listen to him speak, even if it's raining.
Yeah, no, people will definitely do that. I don't know if you remember inauguration. It was cold. And at the Monday night concert, black folk were dressed up like it was prom night at the John Legend concert last night. I mean, sparkles and sequins and bow ties, tail. So the president himself is speaking, and he's not in the chair, and he's going for the second round.
Well, we'll be breaking everything down this week. Obviously, look on Twitter, look on blackamericanweb.com, providing the updates. Baratunde, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so very much.
Baratunde.
Yes.
Are you related to Akintunde?
I am not.
There's the only two Tundes I know, man.
Him Tunde.
A pair of Tundes.
Tundes.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.